I'm just about feeling human again by 9:15. The meeting's optimistically scheduled to start in another 15 minutes, but at a guess, half the delegates will still be working on their breakfasts. So I wander over to the lobby where there's free Wi-Fi to see if there are any messages for me, and that's when I run into France.
Bob, is that you?
I blink stupidly. France?
Bob.
We do the handshake thing, feinting around our centers of gravity with briefcases held out to either side, like a pair of nervous chickens sizing each other up in a farmyard. I haven't seen France in a suit before, and he hasn't seen me in one either. I met him on a training seminar about 6 months ago when he was over from Den Haag. He's very tall and very Dutch, which means his accent is a lot more BBC perfect than mine.
Fancy meeting you here.
I guess you must be on the joint session list.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours, he jokes.
I was just looking for a postcard before I go upstairs. Will you wait? Sure. I relax slightly. Have you done one of these before?
No.
He spins the rack idly, looking at the picturesque gingerbread castles one by one.
Have you?
I've done one, period. Shouldn't talk about it outside class, but what the hell. France finds a postcard showing a beaming, buxom German barmaid clutching a pair of highly suggestive jugs.
I'll have this one.
He attracts the attention of the nearest sales clerk and rattles something off in what sounds to me like flawless German. My tablet finishes checking for mail, bins the spam, and dings at me to put it away. I rub my head and glance at France enviously. I bet he wouldn't have any problems with Ramona. He's scarily bright, good-natured, incisive, handsome, cultured, and all-round competent. Not to mention being able to outdrink me and charm the socks off everyone who meets him. He's clearly on his way up the ladder of the AIVD's occult counterintelligence division, and he'll make deputy director while I'm still polishing Angleton's filing cabinet.
Ready?
He asks. Guess so. We head for the lift to the conference room. It's on the 4th floor. Lest you think this is an altogether too casual approach to confidential business, the hotel is security certified, and our hosts have block-booked the adjacent rooms and the suites immediately above and below. It's not as if we're going to be discussing matters of national security, either. France and I are early. There's a coffee urn and cups in place on the sideboard, an LCD projector and screen next to the boardroom table, and comfortable leather-lined swivel chairs to fall asleep in. I claim one corner of the table, opposite the windows with their daydream-friendly view of downtown Darmstadt, and plunk my tablet down on the leather placemat beside the hotel notepad.
Coffee?
Asks France. Yes, please. Milk, no sugar. I pick up the agenda and carry it over.
What's the routine?
He asks. He actually sounds interested. Well, we show each other our authorizations first, then the chair orders the doors sealed. I wave at the far end of the suite. Restrooms through there. Chair this time is... I riffle the sheets. Italy, which means Anna, unless she's ill and they send a replacement. She'll keep things tight, I think. Then we get down to business.
I see. And the minutes?
Everyone who's got a presentation is supposed to bring copies on CD-ROM. The host organization provides a secretarial service. That's the GSA's job this time. The Geheime Sicherheit Abteilung, to their mothers, although everyone else calls them the Faust Force. France's brow wrinkles.
Excuse me for saying, but this sounds as if the meeting itself is unnecessary. We could take it to email.
I shrug. Yep, but then we wouldn't get to do the real business over coffee and biscuits. His expression clears.
Ah, now I see.
The door opens.
Ciao, guys.
It's Anna, short and bubbly, and, I suspect, a little hungover, judging from her eyes.
Oh, my head. Where is everybody? Let us keep this short, shall we?